From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of jazz. We'll open the program with music from Miles Davis on the trumpet. This session was recorded in May of 1958 in New York City, and it's been issued numerous times on different Miles compilations from the Columbia label, including 1958 Miles and Circle in the Round. We're taking it from the 6-CD box set, Miles Davis and John Coltrane, The Complete Columbia Recordings, 1955 to 1961, containing many classic albums in their entirety, such as Milestones, Jazz Track, and Kind of Blue, along with several alternate takes and other previously unissued material. The sextet at the time, 1958, Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Julian Cannonball Adderley, alto sax, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. This is Cole Porter's Love for Sale.
Thank you.
That's a track from David Friedman. Some of you might know that name if you're a fan of the duo Double Image. Dave Samuels and David Friedman, both doubling on Vibes and Marimba. This is a solo album from David Friedman, again featuring both Vibes and Marimba. The album Air Sculpture, and we heard The Search. Miles Davis and his sextet before that with Love for Sale, from Miles Davis and John Coltrane, the complete Columbia recordings, 1955 to 1961. Speaking of 1961, we'll open this next set of the program with a session recorded for the Blue Note label that year, a quintet fronted by trumpeter Kenny Dorham, with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, from the album Whistle Stop. This one's entitled Buffalo.
Thank you. How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Thank you.
That's a track from the Kevin Tony Three. Kevin Tony on piano, Michael Bradford bass, and Chris Coleman drums. Kevin is probably better known in the jazz world for his contemporary jazz output with piano and electronic keyboards, but this is an all-acoustic piano, bass, and drums session from 2012. The album New American Suite. It's a concept album, all of the pieces forming a collective suite, paying tribute to the USA. And most of the tracks are Kevin Tony originals, with the exception of Scott Joplin's The Entertainer. We heard one of the originals, Spacious Skies. Before that, some of you probably recognized the distinctive voice of Bing Crosby. That session was recorded for Columbia in 1933. How Deep Is the Ocean? At the time of that recording, that song was still fairly new. It was composed in 1932 by Irving Berlin. We took that from The Essential Bing Crosby. It's a 2-CD set out on Columbia Legacy, featuring recordings made between 1931 and 1934, so early on in Mr. Crosby's career. And he's backed by different orchestras, including various studio orchestras and those led by the likes of Paul Whiteman, Jimmy Greer, Lenny Hayton, and Isham Jones. It's a nice album for those interested in some of Bing Crosby's earlier recordings, The Essential Bing Crosby. And Kenny Dorham and his quintet getting the set underway with Buffalo from 1961 and the album Whistle Stop. You're hearing it all on Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Don't forget about our email address if you want to get in touch with the program. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our closing set of the hour with a trio from Norway, fronted by guitarist Johan Leijonhovd, along with Mathias Hjorth on bass and Christopher Johansson on drums, from a 2011 release entitled The Johan Leijonhovd Trio Speaks the Local Bebop. It's mostly originals with a few standards thrown in, and it's mostly just the trio, but they do have a couple of special guests, including trumpeter Anders Bergkrantz and vocalist Sofia Pettersson. But this is just the trio performing here on I Tell You. Thank you. That's a track from Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax from a 1963 album on Columbia entitled Giroux, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Dave Bailey drums, and Alec Dorsey congas, we heard Here I'll Stay. Before that, pianist Joe Sample from his album Rainbow Seeker from 1978. Most of the tracks are typical late 70s contemporary pop jazz, but the record ends with a beautiful solo piano piece from Joe, and we heard that. It was entitled Together We'll Find a Way. And we got that set underway with a track from Johan Leinhoft and his trio from Norway. From the Johan Leinhoft trio, Speaks the Local Bebop, we heard I Tell You. And I'm afraid I have to tell you that we've reached the end of another program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It's been a pleasure. Join me again for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.